In Zoom, you can go into settings to make it so that certain keystrokes that you use a lot can be activated regardless of whether you are in the Zoom meeting window or not. I find this very useful for Alt-A for my audio and Alt-U for getting to the participants panel. This saves me having to constantly navigate back to the Zoom meeting window. So to make these changes, I'm going to go into my Zoom app. I'll go to the desktop and open it from there.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view Z, Zoom, enter. Start a new meeting with video off button.
We want to navigate to the Home tab, so if you are not there already, hit Control Tab until you do get there.
Chat tab, Meetings tab, Contacts tab, Apps tab, checks, Home tab, check selected.
And I'll tab a number of times till we hear it say Setting button. First two or three tabs are silent, so don't worry about that.
Search Control plus F, Home tab, check Zoom, David Kingsbury, Setting button.
And by the way, I find it works better to do this when you're not currently in a meeting. So I'll hit Enter or Spacebar now.
Space. Dark radio button checked.
And you need to tab until you hear it say Categories.
Reaction skin. View more set. Category list. General.
And from here we want to down arrow our number of times until it says Keyboard Shortcuts.
Video. Audio. Share script chat. Zoom apps. Background recording. Profile, statistics, keyboard shortcuts.
When you land here, it's important that you hit Enter. If you don't hit Enter, you're going to start tabbing through the wrong things. So I'll hit Enter.
Enter.
I'll tab once.
Learn more, enable global shortcut button.
I'll spacebar so we can just hear a short little message about what this does.
Space. Global shortcuts are keyboard shortcuts that can be used in Dash Meeting even when the Zoom app is not in focus.
So that's all it says. I'll escape once.
Escape. Learn more, enable global shortcut button.
And I'm going to tab.
Keyboard shortcuts, colon, table.
And here where it says table, we want to start down arrowing. It's really not a table. So I'm going to down arrow to mute, unmute audio.
Navigate them. Change focus to view the previous, view the next page of it. Always show meeting. Switch to speaker view. Switch to gallery view. Close current window. Start slash stop video. Mute slash unmute my audio. Description.
And there are quite a few here. So when you land on the one that you want, which is this one, I'll tab once.
Alt plus A, shortcut button.
So it says what the current shortcut is. You can change that, and I'll show you that later, but I'm not going to change it for this one. Why you might want to do that is that if that conflicts with some keyboard shortcut in some other window, it's going to mess things up. I found that, for example, for screen share, which is Alt S, if you're in the process of wanting to send an email, Alt-S is not going to work if you were to make that universal. So I'll go to how you could change that a little bit later. I'm not going to change it for this one. I'll tab once.
Global shortcut checkbox not checked.
And I simply spacebar to check this.
Space. Checked.
Okay. I'll tab again.
Restore defaults button.
Now at any point, you could hit spacebar here and it will restore the defaults. And in this case, that would be that Alt-A is only going to work when you are in the meeting window. I'll tab again.
Category list, keyboard shortcuts.
So I'm back to the list. Now I'm going to down arrow to screen share, so we'll see how we could reassign a keystroke.
Mute slash unmute audio, start slash stop screen sharing, description.
I'll tab here.
Alt plus S, shortcut button.
So that is the current shortcut. I'm going to change that to Alt B, B as in boy, because I am really not aware of any place where that would create a conflict. So I'll spacebar here.
Space, hotkey, Alt plus S.
I'll simply hit the keys, Alt B.
Alt B.
And I'll tab.
Settings. Restore defaults button.
Let me shift tab back.
Global shortcut checkbox, Alt plus B, shortcut button.
There, I shift tab back just to be sure that that changed. And I'll tab once.
Global shortcut checkbox not checked.
And I'll spacebar to check that.
Space, checked.
Now I'd like to change participants panel. I think it might be a little better to shift tab back.
Alt plus B, start slash stop screen sharing, description.
And I'll down arrow.
Show slash hide windows and applications of pause slash resume screen sharing, description. Start slash stop local recording. Start slash stop cloud recording. Pause slash resume recording. Switch camera. Enter/exit full screen mode, show/hide in -meeting chat, show/hide participants panel, description.
And here it is. I'll tab.
Alt plus U, shortcut button.
And Alt U is the current keystroke. I'm not going to change it.
Global shortcut checkbox not checked.
And I'll spacebar.
Space, checked.
And we are done. When you are done, simply hit escape to get out of the settings.
Escape, setting button.
And of course, next time you are in a meeting, try these keystrokes out when you are in different windows. I have found that changing Alt-A to make it global, regardless of what window I'm in, and Alt-U has really saved me a lot of Alt-tabbing around or hitting Control-Shift-Alt to get back to the meeting window. Really very useful.
I can see the Alt-A. The thing about the Alt-U is if you're not in the window, the only problem with that is you'd have to get back to the window anyway if you're trying to look through the list of participants. So I'm just wondering how that has helped you making that one a universal key.
Well, just because I can be in Outlook on the internet or something and hit Alt-U rather than having to go back to the meeting window before I hit Alt-U.
Yeah, the participants list still comes up. Alt-U?
So it actually brings up the list no matter where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, as well as mutes or unmute. Sometimes it brings it up, you know, collapse, sometimes expanded, but you're there and you futz around with it and it comes back. So, you know, again, saves you a lot of alt tabbing. I use control shift alt a lot to get back to Windows, but particularly for muting and unmuting, not having to do that has just been very nice. I haven't figured out any downsides to it yet. Oh, except I did change my screen share to alt B a few days ago. And then when I wanted to share my screen, of course, I hit alt S and I couldn't figure out why it didn't work. So, you got to remember these things. Why you would ever change the alt S, probably you wouldn't want to. But for me, if I'm doing like a training with like four or five people, if I had all of them change to alt B, that would save a lot of time in terms of, okay, now go back to the window, you know, go back to the meeting to stop your share. And now next person, go to your window to start the screen share.
Can you do it with any keystroke? Like, can you do it with the Alt-R for record? Like, is it anything that's Alt-anything? Can you set as a global?
Or a lot of them. You know, I down-arrowed through a whole bunch of stuff to get to the ones that we wanted to get to. So, yeah, definitely record was one of those. They don't have to all be Alt and something or other. But, there was a long, long list of them, most of which you're not going to want to use. But for muting and unmuting, definitely for me anyways. For participants list, definitely.
You didn't change it, but the reason it works is because you checked the global thing?
Yeah, remember, checking the checkbox makes that global. Again, okay. When I first tabbed, you first heard it say Alt-A. So it will first say what the original default is. So you have your choice of simply checking the checkbox to make that one universal or changing the keystroke and making something else universal. Those are your two choices. And then I found, if you ever want to restore the defaults, you go anywhere in there to the restore defaults, and it will restore all of them, not just the one that you happen to be focused on. One that I know I would never change is probably like Alt-H for chat. If you're in any Microsoft program, Alt-H is your home tab. So that would probably create a lot of conflicts.
Do these changes stick if you update Zoom? Do they stay in effect? Do you know?
Yeah, I think they do because I updated a couple of days ago and nothing changed. Yeah. If you're using different accounts, like I'm using my personal account, if I switch to like my Carol Center account, I'm pretty sure I'd have to do that separately for that account.
Thank you so much, David. Great job.